Shalom.
平安。
Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I really mean it. It's so good to see you today.
我真的是很高兴能够再一次见到大家。
I'm so encouraged that one of the brothers here is only going to be here for a few hours, and then he's going to leave right away. But he treasured this church so much that he still come.
我是今天觉得很宝贵的一件事情，就是有一位弟兄，他只能够来这里几个小时，可是他却很珍惜能够来教会跟弟兄姐妹在一起，所以我今天很感动。
I really sense the presence of the Lord today.
我真的是感受到神的同在。
And let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, I want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Because of your love for us.
因着你对我们的爱。
I want to say thank you for Jesus for his amazing love.
我们要为耶稣基督向我们奇异的爱来献上感谢。
I pray for the time when we look at God's word.
我为我们今天将要来读神的话语祷告。
For me and for the translator that you'll be under the Holy Spirit.
为我还有今天的翻译，求圣灵充满我们。
And through all we do.
借着我们所做的。
May you be glorified.
愿你得到荣耀。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
I have not mentioned it, but by now you should know the theme, church theme for 2018.
我觉得到现在来说，弟兄姐妹应该都知道我们教会今天今年2018年的主题。
The church theme for 2008 is Operation Glory.
今年教会的主题是荣耀神的侍奉和生命。
And accordingly, I'm going to preach on the topic, Glorify God.Edify people.
所以配合教会的主题，我今天要来讲荣神益人。
And there are three main points today in today's sermon.
在今天的讲道当中，我要提到三个重点。
The first point is are lawful to do all things, the operation principle.
第一个重点就是凡事都可行，是行事的准则吗？
The second main point is why do Christians need operation principles?
第二个重点是为何基督徒要有行事的准则。
The third point is what are Christians' operation principles?
第三个重点是什么是基督徒行事的准则。
For us to understand the scripture, we need to know the biblical background.
我们要来了解今天的经文，就要先来明白经文的背景。
The theme of 1 Corinthians is honor God with your bodies.
哥林多前书的主题是在身子上荣耀神。
When you look at the book of 1 Corinthians,
当我们来读哥林多前书的时候
，It is an environment of a lot of problems.
这是一个充满问题的一本书。
When you look at the society,
当你去看那时候的社会
，You look at the family.
你看到家庭部分。
When you look at the church,
你看到教会的部分。
They are all in trouble.
他们都充满问题。
And Apostle Paul wrote to this church.
那使徒保罗写书信给这个教会。
If there's one thing that correct the problem in the church, in the family, in the society, what would you say?
他的目的呢，就是要来改变、改正教会、社会还有家庭的问题。那你会怎么说呢
？The key is honor God with your bodies. Chapter 6, verse 23.
在哥林多前书六章二十节就讲到这样的一个主题，就是要在身子上荣耀神。
We need to know about the location of the city of Corinth.
我们必须先来了解哥林多城的位置。
And I've loaded a map.
我下载了一个地图。
The city of Corinth is located in today's Greece.
哥林多城是在今天的希腊。
It is in a very part of Greece.
它是在希腊的很上边。
And accordingly, it's very influenced by the Greek culture.
因此他深受希腊文化的影响。
And you know that is a society that believes in many gods.
你知道希腊文化他们是相信众神的。
And also, the Greek society also emphasized on philosophy, so it elevated wisdom.
希腊文化他们在哲学上面也高举智慧。
And because of the location of the city,
因为这个城市的位置的关系
，You can see that it's at a location between the north and the south.
你可以知道它是位于南跟北的必经之路。
It is a very important commercial center.
它是一个交通很重要的一个地点。
And it's very important for commercial.
也是位于经济要道。
And therefore, accordingly, there's a lot of money.
因此我们可以知道这个地方是很富有的。
When you have money, you have problems.
当你富有的时候你就有问题了。
So the moral is kind of loose.
在那个地方的道德是很衰弱的。
In today's passage,
在今天的经文里
in verses 8 to 20 in chapter 6,
在第六章8到20节里面
the Apostle Paul rebuked the church fourth fallacy.
使徒保罗他责备教会第四个错误。
And he rebuked fallacy in the way men and women relate to one another.
他责备教会里面的男女关系。
And then in chapter 8 to 10, Apostle Paul replied the second query of the Christians.
而使徒保罗在第八章到第十章里面，他回答了第二个提问。
On the surface, it talks about eating food offered to idols.
在表面上，他好像是在回答吃祭偶像之物的问题。
And reality is about how to use liberty.
但实际上，他是在谈论如何善用自由和权利。
In the scripture we use today, the focus is believers' operation principles.
所以我们今天经文的重点就是在讲信徒行事的准则。
Okay, let's go into the content today.
让我们来看今天的内容。
And look at main point number one.
让我们来看今天的第一个重点。
Are lawful to do all things the operation principle?
凡事都可行是行事的准则吗？
For that we need to know the meaning of lawful to do all things.
所以我们要先来了解凡事都可行的意思是什么。
Let's look at the Bible, chapter 6, verse 12 to 13.
让我们来看经文6章12节13节到10章23节。
I have the right to do anything. I have the right to do anything.
凡事我都可行。凡事都可行。
Twice mentioned, I have the right to do anything.
在这里保罗两次提到凡事都可行。
On the surface, the scripture seems to talk about liberty to do all things.
在表面上，他好像在讲说可以做任何事的自由。
But in reality, we are talking about do we have it was an excuse to do whatever we want.
而实际上，保罗是在讲说他们有任意妄为的借口。
So when you look at the ESV version, it uses quotation mark.
当我们来看英文的标准版本的译本的时候，他是用引号来讲这段话。
Apostle Paul was quoting the saying of Corinth people or believers.
所以保罗是在引用哥林多人或是哥林多信徒他们所说的话。
In the New International Version, it translates "You say."
但是在新国际版的圣经里面有讲到你说。
So it's something that the Corinth people or believers were saying.
所以他是挑明了说，这个就是哥林多人或是哥林多信徒所说的话。
What was the meaning of all things are lawful?
所以凡事都可以行是什么意思呢？
It means that, okay, I can do whatever I want as long as the law allows me.
他的意思就是说，只要那是合法，我可以做任何事。
The Amplified Bible used the word permissible.
在扩展版圣经里面用到一个字说容许。
So I can do whatever is being allowed.
所以只要是被容许的事情，我就可以做。
NIV went a little bit further. I have the right to do whatever I want.
新国际版就讲到说，我可以做任何事。
What is the implication today?
那今天的意思，对今天的意义是什么呢？
You know a very famous sport company used the motto, just do it.
你知道有一个很有名的运动用品公司他用一个口号说想做就去做。
I became quite controversy when the company used a certain person to promote Just Do It this week.
这个公司这礼拜用了一个人来做广告，这件事情很受争议。
So whatever I want to do, I can do it.
所以我想做就去做吗？
So one of the hottest issue in the U.S. today is should we legalize marijuana?
美国今天一个最大的一个问题就是大麻要合法化。
It's not an ethical issue anymore, right?
这个已经不是道德上面的问题了。
When the governor of New York, as well as the governor of New Jersey, they tried to legalize marijuana.
纽约州跟新泽西州的政府都想要把大麻合法化。
I'm not mentioning a political issue here.
我今天不是要跟大家来谈论政治的问题。
I just want to mention it as a fact.
我只是要照着事实来讲。
You do Have you paid attention to the argument why it should be legalized?
我们都会注意到说这个能够合法化的争论是什么吗？
It was not about ethics.
它并不是讲到道德的问题。
They didn't mention that it was ethically right to do it, right?
他们虽然说这是在伦理上面是对的吗？
They mentioned that if you legalize marijuana, you're going to earn a lot of tax money. It's good for the economy.
他们谈论的重点是在说，只要把大麻合法化，对经济是很有帮助的。
Ethically, it may be questionable, right?
在伦理上，这件事情可能是有一点。
But as long as economically it's good, just do it.
但是只要对经济是有发展有帮助的，那就去做吧。
There's a slogan for the city of Las Vegas.
拉斯维加斯它也有一个广告的。
You know the slogan for Las Vegas?
你知道他们的广告口号是什么吗？
What happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas.
发生在拉斯维加斯的事情只留在拉斯维加斯。
Why do they say that?
为什么他们这么说呢？
It's because there are certain things you can do in Vegas you cannot do in Fisco.
因为有一些事情呢，你可以在拉斯维加斯做，可是你却不能在我们这个地方做。
But you know you can do it because whatever you do in Las Vegas, people of Fisco would not know it.
那为什么你可以在那里做呢？因为只要你在那边做的事情，这里的人不会知道。
Oh, you may say that, Pastor, that's not an issue for us.
你可能会说，牧师，这个不是一个问题啊。
You know, I was in California for 20 years.
你知道吗？我在加州住了20年。
Christians or non-Christians?
不管是基督徒或是非基督徒
When they visited me in California,
当他们在去加州来看我的时候
there are many places they want to visit in California.
他们有很多地方都想去看的
I can say two out of three they want me to take them to Las Vegas.
我可以告诉你们说十个里面有两三个都想要我带他们去拉斯维加斯
The buffet is good.
在那里的包肥餐厅很好
The entertainment is good.
那里的娱乐也很好
There was a church leader I know in Southern California.
我知道在南加州有一个教会的带领人。
She bought a timeshare in a hotel in Las Vegas.
她在拉斯维加斯有一个分时享用的度假旅馆。
Every year, she went to Las Vegas.
每一年她都去拉斯维加斯。
And then she also took the youth free to go to Las Vegas.
他还带着年轻人免费的跟着他去拉斯维加斯。
I really don't know what good things we can do there.
我真的不知道你们在那里可以做什么好事情。
Beside eating and gambling, what else can you do?
除了吃和赌，你们还可以做什么呢？
You may say that the show are good, but the good show I can never get a ticket.
你可能可以说在那里也有很好的秀可以看，但是只要是好的秀，我从来买不到票。
And then in 2005, I moved to New Jersey.
然后在2005年，我搬到新泽西州。
You know, two or three Christians want me to take them somewhere.
你知道，也有两三个基督徒要我带他们去一个地方。
They also want me to take them to Atlantic City.
他要我带他们去大西洋赌城。
The same thing.
都是一样的事情。
So, is it lawful to go to Atlantic City?
去大西洋赌城是合法的吗
？Is it permissible?
是被容许的吗？
I can say it's lawful, it's permissible, but is it something that we should do?
我可以说那是合法的，那也是被容许的。可是我会说这不是我们应该做的事。
So Christians shouldn't do things because it's just lawful, just because it's permissible.
所以我们基督徒要注意，不是有一些事情是合法的或是被容许的，我们就可以去做。
Then you may ask a question.
那你可能会问一个问题。
Why do Christians need operation, principle?
为什么基督徒需要有行事的准则
？Christians do need operation principles.
基督徒实在是需要有行事的准则。
The argument Apostle Paul used was because Christians are bought with a price.
保罗他提出的问题是说，因为基督徒是重价买来的。
You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore,
你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以。
The price here refers to Christ's blood.
这里所指的重价是提到耶稣基督的宝血。
Why are Christians not our own?
为什么基督徒不再是自己的人呢
？Do whatever we want.
我们为什么不再能够随意支配自己呢
？Because Christians were bought by Christ with a price.
因为基督徒是耶稣基督用重价买来的。
Therefore, we belong to Him.
因此，我们是属于基督的。
And the second reason, Christian bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
而第二个理由，基督徒的身体是圣灵的殿。
Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
At the moment we accept Christ,
在我们接受基督的那一刻开始，
we receive the Holy Spirit as a seal of our salvation.
我们就领受了圣灵，成为我们得救的一个印记。
We cannot do whatever we want.
我们不再能够随意支配自己。
Notice there's a tendency when a child wants to do something that the parents not like.
我们都知道小孩子常常都会想要做一些事情是大人不想要的。
They will look ahead, they will look behind, they look to the left, they look to the right, they may even look up and they may even look down.
当小孩子想要做那样的事情，他们可能会左右前后，甚至往上往下看，你看。
So when the checking is finished, okay, we can do it because nobody knows.
当他们看完了以后，他们想，哦，我们可以做了，因为没有人看到。
You know, for Christians, what the problem?
对基督徒的问题是什么呢？
Nobody, when they do something, they will look inside.
我们的问题就是，当我们要做一些事情的时候，我们没有往里面看。
Why do we look inside?
为什么我们需要往里面看呢？
What is inside of us?
在我们里面有什么呢？
The Holy Spirit is inside of us.Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
在我们的里面是有圣灵，因为我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
Why do we need operation principles?
为什么我们需要有行事的准则呢？
Because we are not our own, we are bought with the precious blood of Christ.
因为我们不再是自己的人了，我们是基督用重价买来的。
You know, I want to mention something very personal to you.
我今天要跟大家提到我很个人的事情。
As some of you may know that I was in emergency room in Hackensack Hospital twice this year.
你们当中可能有些人已经知道了，我今年曾经有两次进到哈肯萨克的医院。
For the first time, I felt that my life was not the same.
第一次在我人生中，我感觉到我的生命不再一样了。
I never think that it is not taken for granted I can see.
我现在不再认为说我眼睛可以看是自然的事情。
That I cannot take it for granted that I can walk without a cane.
我能够不需要拐杖就可以走路，这是一理所当然的事情。
I cannot take it for granted that I can hold a cup in my hand.
我不再认为我用手可以握提着一个杯子，这是理所当然的事。
In a matter of a month.
在几个月之中。
When I preach.
当我讲道。
I have to have my font from 12, I have to make it 20. The size of the from 12, I have to make it 20.
有一段时间我在讲到准备讲章，我在用那个字体的时候，我需要从字体12号把它放到20号。
And also I have to put it like 1 foot in front of me.
我还要提高一尺在我前面我才看得到。
And I also bring along a light so that the light can shine on it so that I can see.
我还需要提着一个灯来照我才看得到。
And I realized that I cannot go into my room holding a cup and open the door with my other hand.
然后那段时间有发现我没有办法拿着杯子要到的房间的时候用另外一只手去开门。
And I realized that when I go up and down the stairs,
然后我也发现，当我要上下楼梯的时候
，I learned one thing.
我学到一件事。
I have to walk up with my strong leg.
我必须要先用我比较强壮的那一只脚上去。
But then when I walk down, I have to use my weak leg going down.
那当我要下楼梯的时候，我要用我比较弱的那只脚先下来。
I have to think seriously that I am not invincible. I can die anytime.
我那时候真的是很。严肃的在看这个问题，因为任何时间我可能就会死亡了。
I make very drastic changes.
我有极大的转变。
In the past, people tell me you have to decrease your weight.
在过去，人们都告诉我说我要减重。
I won't listen.
我不听的。
How can I live a life without rice?
我怎么可以没有米饭活着呢？
In Chinese, I call myself 饭桶，你知道吗 ？I'm like a rice bowl.
我就像一个饭桶一样。
I'm very cheap to look after. Very cheap.
我完全都不去管，不去注意我自己。
I can just live on rice and soy sauce.
我可以就只要有酱油跟饭，我就可以活了。
Talk about weight loss.
讲到减重。
To take away 50 pounds.
减掉15磅。
50.
50磅。
Am I going to cut off my head or two legs or my two hands?
然后我要用我的手来剪我的头发。
If I want to decrease my weight, am I going to cut off my head or cut off my two hands or two legs?
如果你要我减重的话，倒不如砍掉我的头或是我的手。
For 10 years, every year I have to buy new clothes.
在过去的十年，每一年我都要买新衣服。
I increase my length of the waist half an inch every year.
每一年我的腰围都大了半寸。
In a matter of a month.
就在一个月中间。
You know, I am not a rice bowl anymore.
你知道我不再是饭桶了。
I have, in fact, the time I eat rice when I come here for lunch.
当我来这里来到教会当中跟大家一起吃午餐的时候
I eat rice
我还是吃饭
I don't even eat rice more than once a month
但是我现在一个月只吃一次的饭
And also I have decreased 1.5 inches
然后我已经瘦了 1.5 inches
Not my waist but my neck
哦，不是我的腰是我的脖子
So I achieved what I couldn't achieve in the past
我过去所不能做到的，我现在做到了。
Why?
为什么
？I feel that my life is precious.
因为我知道我的生命是很宝贵的。
But here I'm only talking about physical life.
但是这里我现在只跟大家讲到我们身体的生命而已。
How about life as a Christian?
那当我们讲到基督徒的生命呢？
I make a lot of changes.
我也有很多的改变。
In the past, I would say to my daughter, "I'm happy to live until 60 years old."
我过去曾经跟我女儿说，我只要能够活到六十岁，我就很高兴。
And my daughter would say to me, "You know, Daddy, I want to see you giving me away when I'm married."
但我女儿跟她说，爸爸，我希望在我结婚的时候，你可以牵着我的手进礼堂。
I want you to be part of my life.
我希望你是我生命的一部分。
And then my wife would say to me,
那我的太太也跟我说
，I give the money so that you have 2 bachelor's and 3 master's degree.
我工作。以致让你能够有两个大学的学位跟一个硕士的学位。
It's too early for you to die.
你现在要死还太早。
So I think about how I'm going to use my life.
所以我就很认真的去想我要怎么样使用我的生命。
So I make changes.
所以我就改变了。
Physically, I'm going to exercise every day.
在身体上面，我每天运动。
I'm going to control what I eat.
我要节食。
I will not eat carbohydrate bigger than half of my fist.
我不吃碳水化合物的东西多于我一个拳头。
A half a fist.
不多过我一半的拳头。
And every meal I eat one fist of fruit.
每一顿我吃的时候我都要吃这样子一把的水果。
And whenever I feel hungry, I will only fill up my stomach with vegetables.
每次我肚子很饿的时候我只吃蔬菜。
And I'm going to be...Working hard whenever I have the opportunity to serve God.
只要我有机会，我要很努力地来服侍神。
One thing I've decided in every sermon, I'm not going to talk about myself. I am going to talk about what God has done in my life.
我现在不是在讲我自己，我是在说神在我自己身上所做的事情。
Why that changes?
为什么会有这样的改变呢？
The fact that I feel a threat to my physical life, I think about many other things.
因为当我想到我肉体的生命随时可能会结束的时候，我就想了很多事情。
For the month, I have to walk with a cane.
有几个月的时间，我必须要拿着拐杖走路。
I said, if I don't need a cane again, how will I live for God?
我自己就在想说，如果我不需要再用拐杖的时候，我要怎么样为主而活
？And one day, when I see my eye doctor, I said, am I going to be blind?
有一天我去看我的眼科医生的时候，我问他说，我的眼会瞎吗
？He said, no, you're going to get better.
医生跟我说不会的，你会越来越好的。
And today my sermon, the size of the front is 12. I can see very well now.
今天我讲到的这个讲章里面的字体，我又回到十二号的字体了。
So I'm not going to use my eye to see things that God doesn't want me to see.
所以我现在不会再去用我的眼睛去看神所不喜悦的事情。
I want to use my eye, my body in the way that God want me to.
我要。用我的眼，用我的身体，是神所喜悦的方式去使用。
Why I'm bought with a great price, I'm not going to live for myself.
为什么呢？因为我知道我是神重价买回的，所以我今天不会再为自己而活了。
That's naturally go into the third point.
所以很自然的，我们现在来看第三个重点。
What are Christians' operation principles?
什么是基督徒行事的准则
There are four Christian operation principles.
有四样基督徒行事的准则。
The first is not be mastered.
第一件事就是行事不受辖制。
Verse 12, chapter 6. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything.
六章十二节，凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
It's regarding myself.
这是对自己而说。
I will not be master.
我不受任何事的辖制。
What's the meaning of being master?
被辖制的意思是什么呢？
It means being put under the power.
他的意思就是说被置于权下。
Master means being controlled.
辖制的意思就是被控制。
And slave.
被奴役。
Simply say, being master is being addicted.
简单的说，辖制的意思就是上瘾了。
What's the application today?
今天的意思是什么呢？
We have to say no to addiction.
我们要对成瘾说不。
Have you ever asked yourself a question, am I addicted to something?
你有没有问过自己，我是不是有对某件事情成瘾呢？
Ask yourself the following questions.
你问问，用下列这几个问题来问问你自己。
If the whole day I do not do or use something,
如果整天我都没有参与这个活动或是服用这个物品
，Can I function normally？
我可以正常的生活吗
？Can you use your will to stop doing or using something？
你可以用你的意志来选择不再去参加一个活动或是服用一个物品。
Is your family or friends worry？
你的家人或是你的朋友是不是向你 提出他们的关注呢？
Mentioning how it impacts you negatively.
讲到这些事情对你的负面影响呢？
When others do not want you to continue, will you deny, act defensively, or become angry?
当别人不同意你再继续这样下去的时候，你的反应是不是会否认，或是有防卫性的反应，或是生气呢？
Will others dislike you if they discover your actions?
如果别人发现你有这样的一些习惯的时候，他们是不是会不喜欢你呢？
If you stop doing or taking it, will you become depressed or unhappy?
如果你不能再做这样的事情或是服用这样的物品的时候，你是不是会觉得抑郁或是闷闷不乐呢？
For today's application, to say no to addiction is we have to look at this, the answers to these questions.
所以对我们今天的意义就是说，当我们要来向成瘾说不的时候，我们就是要用刚刚那些问题来问自己。
Can we say no to addiction?
我们可以对这个瘾来说不吗？
I as a pastor would say to you, no, I'm not addicted.
我是一个牧师，我会跟你说，没有，我没有什么瘾。
You know, sometimes it's very simple.
很多时候是很简单的。
You know, about 30 years ago,
大概在三十年以前，
when video games are still very new,
当电动玩具还是很新潮的时候，
I don't even have video games.
我没有任何的电动玩游戏。
I went to visit somebody in San Francisco.
我去旧金山去看一个人。
You know, there's a video game with this guy keep on jumping up and down. You know what I'm talking about?
你知道有一个电动玩具里面有一个游戏，里面是一个人在上下一直跳一直跳。
You know the game Super Mario?
你知道这个就是超级玛利亚的电动游戏。
For the whole week.My host get become so angry. I would not eat. I would not sleep. And then at the end, they ask me, you know, are you supposed to do that as a pastor?
整个礼拜我也不睡也不吃。然后我的朋友问他说：“你是一个牧师，你应该这样一直玩这个游戏吗？”
I became very defensive. I told them, you know, I'm on vacation.
我开始对自我防卫。我跟他说：“我是在度假呀。”
Does it mean that when you are on vacation, you don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't even talk to people?
那你在度假，你就可以不吃不喝，不跟人讲话吗？
So today, I will tell you, I would not play any video games.
所以今天我会跟你说，我不会再玩任何的电动游戏了。
I cannot play video games without being addicted. I cannot, I just cannot.
因为我一玩就上瘾。
So we have to say no to addiction.
所以我现在对那个瘾说不。
That's the first principle.
那是第一个原则
is not be master
就是不被辖制
the second operation principle
第二个行事准则
we have to do beneficial things
我们要做有益处的事
I have the right to do anything you say but not everything is beneficial I have the right to do anything you say oh okay
凡事我都可行，但并不都有益处。
Not everything is beneficial.
但不都有益处。
Twice.
两次
讲到都有益处。I say it's not everything is beneficial.
这里讲到两，讲了两次。
So the operation principle is not about ourselves, but about the action itself.
所以这里的行事准则就是不是关于我们自己，而是关于益处的事情。
What's the meaning of beneficial?
益处是什么意思呢？
The ESV version used the word helpful.
英文标准版本的圣经翻成是有益的。
Is it helpful for you to do something?
做这件事情对你是有益的吗？
The NASB used the word profitable.
在新国际版里面。
Profitable. NASB.
新美国标准圣经里面是讲到说是有效益的。
What's the application today?
今天的意义是什么呢？
Many things we do may seem good, but it's not profitable.
很多事情我们所做的看起来好像是好的，但并不一定是有益处的。
I have a Christian brother, a friend for 50 years, 40 years.
我有一个四十年的朋友，他是个基督徒。
He is a very dedicated Christian.
他是一个很敬虔的基督徒。
He likes cars.
他很喜欢车子。
But mainly one part, he likes the four tires of his cars.
特别在车子里面，他最爱的呢就是四个轮胎。
And one time he gave a testimony, so I can share here.
有一次他做了一个见证，所以我今天可以来跟大家分享。
He will make the tires most beautiful compared to any other car.
他会尽量的花时间美化他的轮胎，让他的轮胎成为所有车里面最美。
He spend money, he spend time on his tires.
他花了时间，也花了很多钱在他的车轮上面。
One day he went back and see his car, his car was sitting on the road.
有一天他回去要看他的车还是停在路上。
Only one thing is missing. Guess what?
但是有一样东西不见了，你猜猜是什么？
The four tires were missing.
四个轮胎不见了。
He was heartbroken.
他的心都碎了。
But then he experienced one thing.
但是后来他讲了一件事。
God taught him a lesson.
神教导了他一个功课。
What is a beneficial thing about having four beautiful tires?
拥有四个美丽的轮胎对他来说有什么益处呢？
I laughed at it when I heard him saying that.
我听他这样子讲的时候，我对他笑。
I guess everyone of you don't have a problem of beautiful tires, right? Do you?
我想你们自己都不会有说要拥有四个漂亮轮胎这样的问题。
So I said, no. Pastor Hui would not be something like that.
那我就说，我不会，我绝对不会像他这个样子。
You know, then I have a problem.
但是我也发现我自己有个问题。
I never owned a house until 2006.
我从来都没有拥有房子，直到二零。
2006年。You know, my wife said to me.
我的太太跟我说。
You know, I married a pastor.
她说我嫁了一个牧师。
I don't expect to be wealthy.
我没有期待说我会是很富有的。
All I ask is very simple. For me, it's not simple, okay? But she said it's very simple.
然后她说我所要的就是很简单的一样事情，一样东西。
I want my own home.
我希望有一个家。
Then I said to her, "Don't you have our own home?" You have me and two children.
我跟他说，你难道没有一个家吗？你有我，还有两个孩子啊。
She said, "No, I mean by home, I meant the house that we owned."
他说不，我说我想要一个家的意思是希望我有一个我们自己的房子。
You know, in my heart, you know, say how can we have our own house when we only have $10,000 in our saving?
我心里想说，我们只有一万块的存款，我们怎么可能买房子？
To cut a long story short, okay, we finally got a home.
现在我把故事来简单的说，我们后来买了一个房子。
Something get into me.
然后有一件事情逮到我了。
I get crazy about the lawn.
我对这个草坪呢极迷恋。
If you ask me today,
如果你今天问我
，If you have wheat, we have crabgrass, what can you do, Pastor? I can tell you what to do.
你如果问我说，在我的草坪长了各样的杂草，不同种类的杂草，我应该怎么做？我可以告诉你。
What kind of equipment?You need to have a beautiful lawn, I can tell you.
你需要什么样的器具来维持那个草坪很漂亮的，我也可以告诉你。
And one time, I'm so crazy about my lawn.
我对我的草坪迷恋到一个地步。
I felt it to give it a trim.
我想要剪个草坪。
So I used my scissors. Imagine somebody sitting there using the scissors to trim the lawn.
我想要把它剪得很漂亮到一个地步，我甚至是用剪刀剪的。
I water my lawn every other day.
我每两天就浇一次水。
I fertilize my lawn every week.
我每一个礼拜都施肥。
Until a few years ago.
一直到几年前。
My gardener did not turn up. My gardener did not come. My landscaper did not come.
我的园丁没有来。
And then when I saw him Father's Day, he bypassed me.
然后我在父亲节那天看到那个园丁呢，他就这样走过去。
If you own your house, you know you're in problem if your landscaper do not come after Memorial Day.
如果在国商节之后，你的园丁都不来你的家，你就知道你跟他是有问题了。
That year, he stopped by on Father's Day, after Father's Day.
但是那一天呢，是在父亲节那天他来了。
My grass was 3 feet tall, 3 feet tall.
我的草呢是三尺高。
And then he said to me.
然后我的园丁对我说。
He used to charge me $25 a week, 10 years ago.
在十年前呢，他是收我25块钱。
That time he said you have to pay me $80.
那一天他跟我说你要付我80块。
I was so depressed.
我非常的郁闷。
So I said no.
我说不。
I can do it myself.
我可以自己做。
So I borrowed my neighbor's the lawnmower.
我跟我的邻居借一个割草机。
You know she used the lawnmower for 40 years. It was okay.
我那个邻居呢，那个割草机他用了40年了都没事。
I broke it in.1 hour.
我在一小时之内就把它搞坏了。
I was so depressed.
我非常的郁闷。
You know, I couldn't understand why so many Asians would put cement on the house before.
我以前都不明白说为什么很多亚洲人喜欢在他们的前面弄石地、石头地。
I'm saying I'm going to put those killer to kill my lawn and put cement on it.
我现在也说了。说我要把我的草都把它弄死，弄药弄死，然后我要铺实地。
Water my lawn every day.
每天浇水。
Fertilize it once a week.
每个月施肥。
And cutting it with scissors.
然后用剪刀来修剪我的草。
At the end of the day, I ask myself a question: What is the action that beneficial to me?
在一天的结束之后，我问我自己说：我做这件事情有什么益处呢？
I really don't see a good use of the lawn.
我看不到我有可以怎么样好好的使用我的。
I cannot even camp on my lawn because there's so many mosquitoes.
我甚至没有办法去到我的草坪，因为那里有好多蚊子。
Too many people came to see my lawn. Can you imagine come to see my lawn?
很多人来我家是要来看我的草坪的。
Asking me how can you have a beautiful lawn?
他们问我说你怎么样维持你的草坪这么漂亮？
It became very tiring after a while. You know that.
但是一段时间之后是很累的。
Well, it's lawful to have a beautiful lawn. It's permissible to have a beautiful lawn, but is it beneficial to have a beautiful lawn?
有一个美丽的草坪是合法的吗？有一个美丽的草坪是被容许的吗？但是有美丽的草坪是有益处的吗？
The operation principle: Am I being mastered?
我们今天的行事准则是我是不是被辖制了？
The action itself: Is it beneficial? Really beneficial?
这件事情本身是不是有益处呢？
The third principle is.Does it edify others?
第三个行事的准则是，这件事情是不是能够造就人？
Verse 23, chapter 10. I have the right to do anything, but I will. But not everything is constructive.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
So it's regarding others.
所以这是对别人而言的。
What's the meaning of constructive?
造就人的意思是什么呢？
The ESV version used the word build up.
新国际版是翻译成建立、建造。
Whatever you do, does it build up other people?
你所做的事情是不是能够建造人呢？
Like the NASB version, does it edify?
我喜欢新美国标准圣经，它的翻译是说，是不是可以陶冶人呢？
So many things we do may edify ourselves, but does it edify other people?
很多事情我们在做的时候可以陶冶我们自己，但是是不是也能够陶冶别人呢？
You know, we live in a me generation.
你知道我们都是活在一个自我的一代里。
We focus on ourselves.
我们只注重我们自己。
One of my pastoral friends told me a story related to the right-hand picture.
我的一个牧师朋友跟我讲一个故事，是跟右边的这个图片有关系。
You know what your side mirror of your car is for?
你知道你的那个后视镜的作用是什么吗？
You know what?、Right?
你知道哈后视镜的功用。
Until one day he was waiting in his car.
有 直到有一天我坐他的车。
No, he was waiting in his own car.
他在等他的车。
He realized a beautiful woman came beside his car.
然后他
A beautiful woman.
一个美丽的女人来到他的车子旁边。
Standing by the side mirror.
就在那个后视镜的旁边。
Knowing that he's in the car.
他那个女人是看着牧师坐在车子里面的。
And realized the angle of the side mirror was not quite right.
然后那个女也知道说这个后视镜的这个角度也不是很方便。
So she decided to help herself and adjust the angle of the side mirror.
所以她自己呢就去转动那一个后视镜。
So what does that mean?
这是指什么呢？
It's about a me generation. Whatever we do, we don't think about other people. We think about what is good for me.
这个就是讲到一个自我的一代，他所做的不管别人的感受，他就是自己所需要的。
Are there two Chinese slogans?
有两个中国人喜欢说的俗语。
Are two contradictory ones?
这两个是对立的。
The second one said that if I do not do something more for myself, let me be cursed by heaven and earth.
第二句是这样说：人不为己，天诛地灭。
I like the first one.
但是我喜欢第一句。
Everybody for me, me for everybody.
人人为我，我为人人。
So whatever you do in the church, in the society, in your family, think about what is good for others.
所以不管你是在教会、在家庭或是在社会所做的，想一想这个事情能够为别人有什么好处。
Regarding ourselves,
论到我们自己
，Are we mastered?
我们是不是被辖制呢
？Regarding the thing itself.Is it beneficial?
论到事情本身，这件事情是不是有益处呢
？Regarding other people, does it activate others?
论到他人，我们是不是可以造就别人呢
？But without the fourth principle, it becomes very humanistic.
如果我们没有这个第四项的这个原则的话，我们所谈的都是只是人的部分而已。
We need to ask ourselves, does it glorify God?
我们必须要问我们自己，这件事情是不是能够荣耀神？
Chapter 6, verse 20. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
6章20节，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。10章31节，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So it's regarding God.
所以这是提到神的部分。
When you do such a thing, does it glorify God?
当你这样做的时候，是不是荣耀神呢？
When you do such a thing, does itBring a good testimony to the God that you believe.
当你这样做的时候，是不是可以为你所信的神做见证呢？
In the way how men and women regarding one another.
在男女关系上面。
Chapter 6, verse 13 to 19, that's what we talk about.
在哥林多前书六章十三到十九节谈到这样的问题。
And does it glorify God in your eating or drinking?
在你的吃喝上面，是不是能够荣耀神呢？
I've been long enough in New Jersey to know one thing.
我已经在纽泽西住得够久而知道一件事情。
In every church that I serve,
在我所服侍过的教会里
you can find a few people.
你都可以找到一些人。
They go to Toronto every year.
他们每一年都要去多伦多。
Okay, I don't know who go to Toronto here, okay?
我不知道你们这里谁去多伦多。
I talk about those from Hong Kong.
我是说那些从香港来的人。
Including me.
包括我自己。
We love to go to Toronto.
我们都很喜欢去多伦多。
Besides visiting friends,
除了去看朋友以外
we like to go there to eat.
我们喜欢去那里吃。
You know, one day I went on the YouTube. You know, I know there's a dish that's cost us $200.
你知道有一天我看网上的 YouTube 看到一道菜要200块钱。
It's called Lobster Mountain.
那讲到说龙虾山。
Mountain I've seen quite a few. The Lobster Mountain I don't see in the restaurant in Toronto.
我看山看得很多，但是呢，我只在多伦多看过龙虾山。
You know what I'm talking about, right?
你知道我在说什么，对不对？
I like to eat.
我喜欢吃。
But then my sickness make me be very careful.
但是我生过病了，我现在很小心。
My family do not like me very much whenever I cook.
每一次我煮菜的时候，我的家人都不太喜欢。
I can have 3 dishes and I use up 20 dishes.
我可以煮三道菜，然后我可以用20个盘子。
I can invite people for this hot pot, you know, sabu sabu.
我可以请人到家来吃火锅。
I have like 30 to 40 items.
我可以准备30到40样食物。
Just vegetables, 10 kinds. I'm not talking about anything. Vegetables, 10 times.
单单在蔬菜方面，我就可以准备10样了。
And my wife said to me, you know, are you inviting 50 people?
我的太太都会问我说，你是邀请了50个人来吗？
And then I said to her, no, 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 besides us, only two other people.
我跟她说，没有没有，除了我们两个，还有另外两个而已。
So when I say, okay, whatever we eat or drink, does it glorify God?
所以这里讲到说，我们或吃或喝，是不是能够荣耀神？
It glorify me for sure.
对啊，荣耀我自己，那一定会的。
People will say to me, you know what? I've never been a sabu sabu like this before.
人们会跟我说，我从来没有吃过像这样子的火锅。
But does it glorify God?
但是这样的事情是不是荣耀神呢？
We can come from different backgrounds.
我们都可以有不同的背景。
There was an RBR rally in Hong Kong in 2010.
在2010年，在香港有一个红黑黄布道会。
Red stand for, R stand for red.
第一个 R 的英文字是红。
It represents people from an acting kind of background.
它是代表演艺界。
The B stand for black, for people who used to be, from the black society.
B 是讲到黑，那就指以前曾经在黑道上混的人。
The R stands for royal, and then in Cantonese is the same sound as yellow.
R 是讲到皇家，但是在广东话里面，它的音是跟黄色的音是一样的。
It stands for people from the police background.
它是代表皇家警察。
Three very different kind of background.
这三种不同背景的人。
Different walk of life.
他们的生命生活都是不一样形
式的。But one thing brought them together.
但是有一件事情把他们带在一起。
The new life in Christ.
就是在基督里的新生命。
It's very true. Whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
凡在基督里的都是新造的人，这是非常真实的。
So the red and the black and the royal can all come together in Christ and glorify God.
所以演艺界的或是以前在黑道黑社会的或是皇家警察，他们都可以聚在一起，一起来荣耀神。
I have to finish here.
我必须要在这里结束。
I know somebody has to leave by 11:30.
我知道我们当中有一些人11:30就必须要离开。
So I just conclude here.
所以我现在要来讲结论。
Today we look at glorify God, edify people.
今天我们是在看荣神益人。
The meaning of lawful to do all things.
凡事都可行的意思。
It doesn't mean that we have the liberty to do all things.
它并不是说我们有自由做任何事。
When you say just do it, it's often an excuse to.Do whatever we want.
当你说想做就做，实际上这个都是想要任意妄为的借口。
Christians need operation principles.
基督徒要有行事的准则。
Because we are bought with a price.
因为我们是重价买来的。
And our body are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
而我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
What are the operation principles?
今天的行事准则是什么呢？
The first one is not to be master. That's regarding myself.
第一件事就是。行事不受辖制，这是对自己来说。
And the second thing is do beneficial things regarding the action itself.
第二件事，行有益的事情，这是对事情而论。
The third thing is edify others, is regarding others, people.
第三件就是行造就人的事，这是对人而言。
The fourth is glorify God, is regarding God.
第四项就是行荣耀神的事，这是指到神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你这样子的爱我们，用重价买赎我们，将你自己独生的爱子赐给我们，赎回我们，让我们跟你有和好的关系，甚至你赐下圣灵在我们心中，做我们随时的帮助，也让我们知道我们实在是属于你的。主，今天因着这样子你的恩典，你的作为，求你保守我们的心，让我们真的是能够知道我们如今活着不再是自己，我们愿意为着基督而活。当我们愿意为你而活的时候，我们就需要去思想我们所行的事情是不是能够荣耀你，我们所行的事情是不是能够造就别人，我们所行的事情是不是能够对自己有益处，以致我们的生命能够成为一个见证，让人看见你的作为。主，我们知道这不是容易的事情，但是我们感谢你，你赐下圣灵要做我们的帮助，求你来引导我们，借着你的话语，借着圣灵的帮助，让我们能够行出你所喜悦的事情，以致我们的一生能够荣耀神。谢谢主今天的信息，愿主把你的话长存在我们的心中，我们这样感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们
阿们。